This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the country's fight against TB has got stronger with the launch of the special 100-day campaign with the focus of high-burden TB districts. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that India is fighting TB with a multi-pronged manner, at doubling the support to patients, Jan Bhagidari, newer drugs and the use of technology and better diagnostic tools. He appealed to all to come together and to do their bit to eliminate TB. Earlier responding to the post of the Union Health Minister J.P. Nadda, the Prime Minister Modi said that the initiatives like Nishchaymitras and the shorter and effective treatments have significantly reduced the TB incidence, improved the recovery rates and reinforced India's global leadership in combating TB. Union Health and Family Welfare Minister J.P. Nadda has expressed the confidence that the TB eradication program will prove to be a milestone in making the country's tuberculosis free by 2025. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that it's a matter of immense pride for India that Archbishop George Kuvakkad, who is elevated as a cardinal by Pope Francis. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that the government of India has sent a delegation list by the Union Minister George Kurian to witness this ceremony. He added that prior to the ceremony, the Indian delegation also called on the Pope Francis. President Draupadi Murmu will facilitate the National Panchayat Awards winners for the year 2022-23 on the 11th of this month in New Delhi. This year, a total of 45 awardees have been selected under various categories reflecting a wide spectrum of achievements in grassroots governance and community development. Of the 42 awardee panchayats, 42% of them are panchayats led by women. This year, nearly 1.94 lakh Gram Panchayat participated in this competition. The selection process involved an in-depth appraisal of Panchayat performance across various thematic areas aligned with the localization of sustainable development goals. The awards will serve as a benchmark of excellence, recognizing the exemplary efforts by the Panchayat Raj institutions across the country in driving inclusive and sustainable development at the grassroots levels. Union Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal is slated to hold a meeting today with the Norwegian industry delegation led by the Norwegian ambassador May Ellen Stenner in Mumbai. According to this statement from the Ministry of Commerce and Industry, the key focus of this business roundtable will be the recent free trade agreement between India and European Free Trade Association countries, which holds the immense potential for both nations. India is particularly keen on attracting $100 billion in investments from the EFTA countries as outlined by the agreement, the ministry has said. And the two sides will hold the wide-ranging discussions on all aspects of the bilateral trade partnership between the two countries. The Unified Payment Interface, UPI, which was launched in 2016, has transformed financial access in this country. Across this study titled Open Banking and Digital Payments Implication for Credit Access, UPI has enabled nearly 300 million individuals and around 50 million merchants to perform seamless digital transactions. As per the study, 75% of all the digital retail payments in India were done through UPI by October last year. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar has emphasized the need for more innovative and participative diplomacy to resolve the global conflicts. He pointed out the negotiation rather than the continued warfare in the Russia-Ukraine conflict. Dr. Jayashankar was speaking to the panel discussion of conflict mediation in new era in Doha Forum 2024 in Qatar yesterday. The minister spoke that India's balanced role in Russia-Ukraine conflict has expressed the support of the global south affecting the rise cost, and the 22nd Doha Forum began yesterday with the theme of innovation imperative, and the event brings together 4,500 participants from 150 countries. India will resume the second day's inning on the day 3 of overnight score of 128-3 in second match at the Border Gavaskar Trophy against the host Australia. And that is the end of this news bulletin.